All right, welcome to episode 233 of Proverbs Every Day. Today we're going to be reading Proverbs 19. So let's wait for some people to get in live. And while we do that, I wanted to introduce this song. Actually, it's something I had created with a different style, just to kind of have more just potency on the concept of living in the in-betweens. This is what we're going to be talking about a bit today. So I thought I'd play that for you.
A king's wrath is like the roar of a lion. His favor is like dew upon the grass. Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a fool whose lips are perverse or rash. When there's no knowledge in the soul, an unchartable heart is a faithless thing. Every day is like a rainy day when fortune smiles and suffering departs. Hearts sing.
How much more will hasty feet go astray if a man loves himself? He stands in solitude. The one who's poor is really rich, we could say. Find your true self in the in-between. Neither rich nor poor, good unseen. Find your character in the in-between. Neither rich nor poor, good unseen.
Better the poor walking in integrity than one perverse of speech who is a fool. The one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper.
Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Find your character in the in-between. Neither rich nor poor, good unseen.
Better the poor whose walk is true than the rich with a twisted view, chasing dreams that can't be found in hollow castles built on ground. A fool's rage brings only strife, but calm heads will save their life. Wealth may vanish in the night, but wisdom holds an eternal light.
How much more will hasty feet go astray if a man loves himself? He stands in solitude. The one who's poor is really rich, we could say. Find your true self in the in-between. Neither rich nor poor, good unseen. Find your character in the in-between. Neither rich nor poor, good unseen.
In the shadows, find your way. With a heart that won't betray. Truth is found in proverb every day. Read a chapter each calendar day. Proverbs every day.
A lazy hand will lead to lack. A diligent hand brings the stack. Light your way with what you know. Plant the seeds and watch them grow.
How much more if a man loves himself, he stands in solitude. The one who's poor is really rich, we could say. If he who loves wealth's poor, he's really rich too. Find your character in the in-between. Neither rich nor poor, good unseen.
Proverbs every day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right. My name is DJ. We do this Proverbs everyday thing, and we're going to get started today with the Proverbs 19 from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And so before we do that, let me take a quick moment and pray for you, and then we'll get started. Father God, thank you so much for another day. And we do ask that you reveal to us this morning the character that you would have us have. Lord, for each of us that has variances, has convictions that are different for each person. So, Father, we ask that you take these words and transform them into a sense of purpose in our lives that we can live in the only truth that exists, your truth. You are truth. Father, we acknowledge that this morning. We cast aside any doubts, any fears that are not needed to be there from you, Father. We cast those aside, any influences that are trying to distract us on this Monday morning. We do cast those aside as well. So, Father, we do give you praise and honor this morning in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. All right, let's dive right on into this. Proverbs 19, or as I call this, the character in the in-betweens chapter. Better a poor man who lives in integrity than someone who has deceitful lips and is a fool. So we see that. Lives in integrity. If poor but still living with integrity, that's good. But if you're deceitful and is a fool, implying that that person has a lot of wealth because of it. Yeah. That's not good. Even zeal is not good without knowledge. And the one who acts hastily sins. Or who is hasty with his feet. Even zeal is good, not good without knowledge. So it's good for you to be zealous about things you should be zealous about. But pause. Take a beat. Are we appropriate with that? Are we living out God's purpose in that? Do we have that knowledge that we need to actually have the right zeal before we act? A man's own foolishness leads him astray, yet his heart rages against the Lord. Wealth attracts many friends, but a poor man is separated from his friend. A poor man is separated from his friend. And it's, again, this is not saying that one is better than the other. It's just stating a reality here that we need to be responsible and take care of our finances. You know, we're not to be careless with these things. We are to be stewards. A false witness will not go unpunished, and one who utters lies will not escape. Many seek a ruler's favor, and everyone is a friend of one who gives gifts. We talked about this over the weekend, that we see this notion of what we might interpret as bribes, or we might interpret as culling favor with gifts. But what we actually see here is that there's a character in being willing to give gifts without any desire for return or expectation of return, I should say. And so that's why it's saying here that it's like you seek a ruler's favor, but you know, you can kind of gain the same kind of things by being a person who is generous. Just including the ruler in this case. It's attractive to them. All the brothers of a poor man hate him. Ouch. How much more do his friends keep the distance from him? He may pursue them with words, but they are not there. The Hebrew's uncertain on that, what that means, but in terms of the, I need a bit of water here, I think. clear that one up. All right, there we go. Again, it's a warning to be responsible with your finances, because when you don't have a lot of money, people tend to avoid you. It's true. I've been there. It's tragic. You know, you don't exactly have people lining up to help you. And I don't want to say good reason, but with sensible reason, that, you know, you tend to have an attitude about yourself that is hard to be around, first of all. But it's one of those things where it's like, it's hard to articulate sometimes what that'll look like truly, unless you've been through it. But so let's avoid that. Let's just avoid being in that position if we can, huh? Verse 8, the one who acquires good sense loves himself, or acquires a heart. One who safeguards understanding finds success. All right, so we just got a clue as to how to avoid what we're seeing in verse 7 here in verse 8. We just got a clue there. So acquire good sense, because that's the way to show love to yourself. And safeguard understanding. In other words, don't just go with the flavor of the month. You know, be vigilant about that, and say no. This is what's worked. This is what it is, and stick to it. Okay, switching gears a little bit. Verse 9: A false witness will not go unpunished, and the one who utters lies perishes. Luxury is not appropriate for a fool, how much less for a slave to rule over princes. Goodness. I mean, one of those mornings, I guess. Just the whole concept here of the much less for a slave to rule over princes. That's not appropriate, but it's pointing out that if the appropriate actions aren't taken, if you don't live in wisdom as a young person that is in this position of being a prince, then hey, guess what? Then people are going to rule over you eventually, not the other way around. Verse 11, a person's insight gives him patience, and his virtue is to overlook an offense. A king's rage is like the roaring of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. Again, this is that, find that in between there. Don't evoke the rage. And find the parts of the favor, find those in betweens. That's where you want to live. Verse 13. A foolish son is his father's ruin, and a wife's nagging is an endless dripping. Somebody was having a bad day. A house and wealth are inherited from fathers, but a sensible wife is from the Lord. Are those two related? I think they are. I think those two verses are very much related. And I think I would also say the verse 15 is related. These are all words to a son. Remember this. Laziness induces deep sleep, and a lazy person will go hungry. Verse 16. The one who keeps commands preserves himself. The one who disregards his ways will die, or despises or treats lightly his ways will die. Now, this is always interesting to me, because you have a verse 17 here where it says, kindness to the Lord is a loan to the Lord. Kindness to the poor is a loan to the Lord, and he will give a reward to the lender. Or to him. So, when we see things like this, it is one of those where we know in previous verse that people tend to avoid people that are in dire straits. Now, this is not saying to go give the poor a loan. Quite the opposite. It's saying that that kindness is something that is now between you and God, not the other way around. And so that's where I think people get it twisted, is that it is not something where you have any expectation of being repaid, and it's much better that way. And that, in my life, I've lived that out a bit. I've had those times where I've loaned money to friends, and we're not friends anymore. We don't communicate anymore. It's just one of those weird things where all of a sudden we just can't communicate as friends. Now there's this thing hanging over us. That's just a truth. But there have been others that I've been, you know, just very quietly saying, you know what, here, let's get you through this. And there's no expectations of paying me back. This is just something I've been blessed with. Just go forward. let's get you, just get you out of this mess, that sort of thing. And that's different. And sometimes even better, in my opinion, is those that are anonymous completely. And so if you have ministries that you support, the nice thing about those ministries is that you have this kind of built-in separation between you and your finances and the people that are receiving it. And so you are disconnected from any kind of hope of results. It doesn't affect our relationship with you at all, that sort of thing. That is kind of nice. Now, the danger here is that it just becomes you just only serving with your money, which is something we've talked about before. But I think there's also, when it comes to kindness to the poor, it's not just finances. There's also serving. It is kind of ironic. I've been known to say, and I probably will just continue to say, that while I might not have been a big fan of Jimmy Carter, let's just say I grew up in the government cheese era. I'll put it that way. People get confused about my age, but that was where we were at. and so, while I may not have been a fan of his policies as president, I always appreciated and still do ministries like Habitat for Humanity and their mission. You know, how they're run at their core, I generally don't know at this point. But at the same time, the mission was to not just let people get away with just finances and that sort of thing. Finances were important, but it was always encouraging them to help out building and lending their labor to those that were in dire straits. And there's no expectation of giving back and the things like that. It's something that I've been thinking about. You know, I am just in this office all day long. I need to find some ways to get out there and do some more things. And so I probably should just, you know what, here, let's go ahead and just re-highlight this here. Let's do this right now. Let's clear that out. Can I clear it out? Oh, I guess I missed. There we go. I'm going to mark that green. This is a Deej. Go do this. Stop talking about it. Just go do it. Verse 18, discipline your son while there is hope. Don't be intent on killing him. Wow. Don't lift up your soul to his death is another way to say that. But it is weird that when we start talking about discipline, we see these extremes. You know, while there's hope. In other words, while they're young and moldable, you know, trying to discipline an adult is difficult at best. But the don't be intent on killing him, it's just like, it says once again, if you don't discipline, if you don't correct, if you don't make those life lessons real, then you're basically just letting them loose with nothing to prep them for the world. You're basically killing them. Something society doesn't want to hear, but you know, it's not you being cruel. It's you being loving. So, and in that, don't be cruel, you know, but be appropriate and help them along. Help them become good adults. Verse 19. A person with great anger bears the penalty. If you rescue him, you'll have to do it again. Always having to rescue somebody of great anger. Yeah, fix the problem, not the result, I guess, or the consequences of that anger. Verse 20, listen to counsel and receive instruction so that you may be wise later in life or in your end. It's hilarious to me. The older I get, the more counsel I seek. That is literally true, that I've realized the value in that. And so the more years go by, the more wise counsel I want in my life. That's the literal truth right there. Verse 21, many plans are in a man's heart, but the Lord's decree will prevail. What is desirable in a man is his fidelity. Better to be poor than a liar. Ladies, find a man who is listening to these instructions. And if they're not, stay away. No excuses. You're not going to change this in him, all right? You're not going to fix this. You're not going to fix the fidelity part. You're not going to fix the character. So if you're seeing any doubts or anything like that, it's better to address early than try and do it. You know, this thing doesn't fix that. It only enhances it. It only seals it in. This is like a bow tie, or like a twisty tie on the top of the bread. This seals in the freshness of that fidelity. Somebody's got to take that and use it. I know it. The fear of the Lord leads to life. One will sleep at night without danger, or spend the night satisfied. Interesting. Okay. Such a, it always does fascinate. The fear of the Lord leads to life. In other words, encapsulating all those fears, taking everything you're afraid of, putting it on God, and being afraid of God, literally, leads to life. It's just one of those things where it's like, it's hard to grasp sometimes, but it is 100% what we need. Verse 24, a slacker buries his hand in the bowl, doesn't even bring it back to his mouth. Strike a mocker, and the inexperienced learn a lesson. Rebuke the discerning, and he gains knowledge. The one who assaults his father and evicts his mother is a disgraceful and shameful son. It's one of those things where it's like, yeah, you read that and you go, yeah, it goes without saying. Well, it had to be said first. Sometimes we need a reminder. Verse 27, if you stop listening to correction, my son, you will stray from the words of knowledge. A worthless witness mocks justice, and a wicked mouth swallows iniquity. Judgments are prepared for mockers, and beatings for the back of fools. All right. So shorter in some ways, but jam-packed with good advice. For sure, absolutely. And, you know, and I'm going to find some ways to make this a thing in my life. You know, there's certain things that just like, how much more of my body can I give? I don't know, but there's probably things I can do. There's lots of things that I can do more of. And I hope that I act generously, but I think there's more to it. So that's my thing for today. That's what I'm going to be preying on and looking for opportunities for and being active with that. Not just, you know, well, God, just show me it. You know, no, it's just like, no, I want to start heading in that direction and then letting God, you know, move that as it needs to be. But God, it takes that movement first. In any case, thanks for being with me here today. And we will see you again here tomorrow. Same time, same channel, all that kind of business. I will say, just looking at some statistics, I wonder if I can pull this up and just show this, as far as the way this YouTube channel is going specifically. I don't really get good metrics out of like Facebook and things like that. I continue to broadcast there, but honestly, I don't seem to be getting really good feedback, from any of that. I don't seem to get much. And so I'm contemplating really just kind of shutting that off, and just going with the rest. But, I wanted to show you all, if I could, some of the statistics of how things are going. Maybe I can't. I can't figure out how to do this. Anyway, there's two things that I'm noticing. One is that we're still growing. We still have people subscribing, which is awesome. And, you know, actually, just yesterday I gained two more. I'm halfway for that. I'm glad for people jumping on and committing to saying, you know what, this is important. I'm gonna seek out wisdom. I'm gonna get wise. but what I was noticing was a cool trend, but also something that's actually interesting to me as far as the statistics go. Here we go. So in terms of the last 28 days, 69.4% people watching were not subscribed. And so that's just general watching. Now, if we go to the actual Proverbs Every Day part of it, the number is slightly different. It's actually 70.8% are not subscribed to the channel. And so, and then 29.2% are subscribed. So I just want to take a moment and say thanks. You know, so that's for a lot of the YouTube channels that I see out there, it's actually pretty good percentage-wise. So you're helping to grow this, and I appreciate that. And, you know, if you're not subscribed, then, hey, let's get you into that other, number. Feel free. But yeah, I just wanted to say a quick thank you for everybody that is continuing to support this mission, and we'll just keep going. We'll just keep right on at it. So with that, I'll say be blessed by the best, and then go be a blessing to all the rest, and we'll see you again right here tomorrow. Love you guys. See you then.